Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Can you feel it?
I used to feel so devastated. At times I thought we'd never make it. But now we on our way to greatness. And all that ever took was patience.
I used to feel so devastated. At times I thought we'd never make it.
Getting better each day, thinking that you're the cheesecake. Look up to the Lord, we pray. Trying to be my best each day, until I'm late, the rest of we late.
Yeah,
for the time being, we lit. Hoping I don't let it get all in my head. Now I don't need the money just to say that I'm rich. Couple little honeys when they get in my bed. But they used to run for me when I had nothing. Now they wanna fuck cause they see me stunting. Nigga came up off the hustling, living in the lap of lux, and I'm feeling like the man. You ain't on my trucks, and you wouldn't understand. On me, buy these rubber bands, on me, make her wanna dance. On me, probably leave a man for me, standing in the stands, goddamn.
She used to front way back.
I used to feel so devastated. At times I thought we'd never make it. Now we on our way to greatness. And all I ever took was patience.
I used to feel so devastated.
Pain in the cadence, turn my brain up a wavelength. Now we flowing and sailing, so just go with the feeling. Baby, soak up the vibe, let's throw some dope up, get high. We gon' blow smoke in the sky till we can open our eyes.
I put my pain in the cadence, turn my brain up.
Times I thought we'd never make it. Now we on our way to greatness. And all I ever took was patience.
I used to feel so devastated.
Times I throw in, but now we on our way. And all I ever took was patience.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Peace to the gods. Peace, peace, peace. Peace, God.
Salam, man.
Salam, salam, man. Hey, how you doing? How you doing, God?
Doing good. You know, I'm having a good day. Very pleasant day. How's your day going so far? How you doing?
Oh man, you know, I'm wonderful, magnificent, and great, man. I'm alive, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the beautifulest thing. the most precious gift, man. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I can say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I was just going through some of my Instagram, and I had heard that the rapper Quavo, man, had got gunned down. You know what I'm saying?
I just seen that. Man. I seen that on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. So I said, you know what? Hey, man, I'm still here. So, man, that's a blessing. That's a blessing, man. I got a real gift, man.
No
so,
doubt.
Yeah. So you know, I got to keep pushing through everything, man. Cause, hey, we all could be dead and gone. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. That's a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing. Well. So what's good for today, God? What we got up for today, man?
Yeah, God. So we're gonna call this one a historical Monday. Tomorrow we'll go ahead and catch up with Health Tuesday just to keep everything kind of aligned. But yeah,
right.
Today is the show will be called What Is for the Love of Commerce, because I'm pretty sure everybody, you tell everybody, you be on a podcast and everything, and they'd be like, oh, so what do you talk about? Like, what's the podcast about? So now you just could refer them to, hey, just listen to this and, you know, it'll go in detail, show you what we all about.
Facts. Facts.
That's fair. It's a little reference, a little source. They help them out.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah, and
most definitely.
And to clear up the air, because I also listen to other podcasts as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of assumptions. It's a lot of assumptions out there, and that's to clear up everything as well. You know, I don't want people to think like we're like gurus or something like that. You know what I'm saying? We just was
right
truth. Facts.
Yeah, most definitely. We're just going off what we've learned, and you know what I'm saying, we're teaching you guys as we go. As we learn something, we put the information out there, you know. But like
teaching
like
definitions.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, one thing I was taught was, man, don't believe us, man. Go look it up yourself. You know, so hey, man, you want to do your own due diligence, for sure. That helps.
Right. Yes, sir. So, yeah, let's go ahead and... Wait, did you have anything else to put in?
No. I'm good.
All right, for sure. So, yeah, let's go ahead and go into the private chat. Sorry, historical... Monday tab.
Okay.
Open that up. And, you know, we're going to go, of course, into etymology, get the definitions out the way. And the first one is for. Right? Because we call for the love of commerce. We're going to break down the whole show. Just like everything else we do. So, it says for. Prep. Old English for, before, in the sight of, in the presence of, as far as, during, before, on account of, for the sake of, in place of, instead of, from Proto-German, Germanic, fur, before, in. Source also of Old Saxon furry, before, Old Frisian for, Middle Dutch vor, Dutch for, before, German, fur, for, Danish, for, before, Gothic, for, before, from Piru, per, forward, hence, in front of, before, etc., from late Old English, as in favor of, for, and for, differentiated, gradually in Middle English, for alone as a conjunction, because, since, for the reason that, in order that, is from Late Old English, probably a shortening of common Old English phrases such as for, pon pie, therefore. Literally, for the reason that. And we scroll all the way to the bottom. Okay, they don't got anything at the bottom. Yeah, so it says, for is a prep, you know what I'm saying? It says before, in the sight of, in the presence of. Right? So,
right.
Obviously, you know, it's for. You know, we ain't hiding. We in straight presence. We're right inside the sight of. And, you know, we got to appear to go ahead and teach people health and all these other things, you know, to set you free, the truth, for the truth. So let's go ahead and go into the private chat again. We're going to go to the word the. And the, of course, is P-H-E. Definite article, Late Old English, P, which is spelled like P-E. Nominative, masculine form of the demonstrative pronoun and adjective. After C 950, it replaced earlier C masculine, CO feminine, piet netter, and probably represents C altered by the TH form, which was used in all masculine oblique cases. Old English C is from pi root, so this, that. Source also Sanskrit, sa, Avestan, ha, Greek ho, he, T-H-E, or the, Irish, and Gaelic, so this. For the P forms C, that. The S forms were entirely superseded in English by mid-13th century, excepting a slightly longer dialectal survival in Kent. Old English used 10 different words for the, but did not distinguish the from that. That survived for a time as definite article before vowels that one or that other. Adverbial used in the more the merrier, the sooner the better, etc. is a relic of Old English pi. The instrumentative case of the netter demonstrative, see that. So yeah, that one went in a lot of detail.
Right.
And if we scroll down a little bit where it says that, so that, after that, and so forth. But yeah, that was the. I don't got too much really to say about the, to be honest. So we're going to go into the private chat again. Next word is love. L-O-V-E. And it says love. Noun. Old English, lufu. Feeling of love, romantic, sexual attraction, affection, friendliness, and the love of God. All right, you know, we definitely in the romantic sexual attraction. We the love of God.
Right.
We that one. And it also carry on to say, love as an abstraction or personification. From Proto-Germanic, Lubel, source also of Old High German, Lubel, joy. German Liebe, love. Old Norse, old phrasing, Dutch love. German lob means praise. Old Saxon, lief. Old phrasing, lief. Dutch leaf, life. Or lief. Old High German, lief. German lief. Gothic, lios. Der, beloved. The Germanic words are from pi root love, to care, desire, love. The weakened sense, liken, fondness, was in Old English, meaning a beloved person, is from early 13th century. The sense no score in tennis, etc., is 1742. From the notion of playing for love, 1670s. That is, for no stakes. Phrase for love or money, for anything, is attested from 1580s. The phrase no love lost between two people is ambiguous and was used 17C in reference to two who love each other well, see 1640, as well as two who have no liking for each other, 1620s, the usual modern sense. To fall in love is attested from early 15C. To be in love with someone is from C. 1500. To make love is from 1570s in the sense pay amorous attention to as a euphemism for have sex. It is attested from C. 1950. Love affair, a particular experience of love, is from 1590s. Love life, one's collective amorous activities, is from 1919. Originally a term in psychology jargon, love bees is from 1968. Love bug, imaginary insect, is from 1883. Love handles, the fat on one side, is by 1967. Go quick down. It says love verb, Old English Lufian, to feel love for, cherish, show love to, delight in, approve. From Proto-Germanic, Lubujanen, source also of Old High German Luban, German Leibin, a verb from the root of love noun. Weakened sense of like, attested by C. 1200. Intransitive sense, be in love, have a passionate attachment, is from mid-13th century. To love someone up, make out with, is from 1921. To love and leave is from 1885. And that was the complete definition and etymology for love. And yeah, it says friendliness, feeling of love, the love of God, love as an abstraction or personification. And you know, when we come on the show, first thing we say is salam to the gods, peace to the gods. You know, we got the love for the gods.
Right.
So definitely. So we just went over four, the, and now we just went over love. So next one is of. Alright. And that is spelled O-F. Of prep. Old English of, unstressed, from or af. Prep, adverb, away from. From Proto-Germanic, av. Source also of Old Norse av, Old Frisian av, of Dutch av, off, down. German ab, off, from, down. And when they say like off or down, it's like how people be like an offspring. It's like down your bloodline. You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily saying like it has nothing to do with that at all. It just means like, yeah, like an offspring in a way.
Right.
From pie root, apple, off, away. The primary sense in Old English still was away, but it shifted in Middle English with use of the word to translate Latin dx, and especially Old French d, which had come to be the substitute for the genitive case of shares with another word of the same length, as the evil glory of being accessory to more crimes against grammar than any other. Fowler. Also, by 1837, of in print could be a non-standard or dialectal representation of have as pronounced in unstressed positions, could of, must of, etc. Yeah, that was the definition of of. Yeah, that was definition of. Alright. So let's go to the next one, which is commerce. So we just went over further love. Now commerce. Commerce noun. 1530s social intercourse. Right. Alright, so it says, the first thing it says is social intercourse. So if we copy that, right? I'm going to copy that real quick. And I'm going to go into DuckDuckGo, search up social intercourse. And mine says, noun, communication between individuals is a social intercourse. Communication between individuals, mutual communication with each other. They intercept intercommunication between enemy ships, communion, sharing thoughts and feelings, right? So commerce doesn't necessarily, this is the reason why we didn't even call the show For the Love of Money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it's not only about finances. It's really
money.
About...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really about communication between individuals, because that's what we lack. We lack communication between each other, because everything could really be solved with, you know, a mutual agreement.
Right.
If we have disagreements, a disagreement, how we resolve disagreements, it get kind of physical sometimes. And, you know, all right, you see in the word community, it's saying unity. You can't have a community without unity. And if you divide, that you can get conquered easy. You know, everyone should know by now the divide and conquer move. But if you work as one and you put all our minds together, you know what we could do? We could do some powerful stuff. We could probably make all type of inventions, you know. Everybody has like this missing puzzle, a missing piece. But if we don't work together, we'll never find those pieces. So that was the social intercourse. So let's go back into the private chat and go into commerce. And that says, commerce noun, 1530s, social intercourse, 1580s, interchange of goods or property, trade. So interchange of goods or property, trade. Really, goods or property, you know. We also teach on Financial Fridays how to secure property, preserve and protect it, and, you know, to make it, yeah, like preserve it. Preserve it just meaning to expand it and make it go on for longevity. Like it doesn't end. You want it to keep going on and on. Because it's okay to make money. That's not the issue. Anyone can make money, but you can't really, a lot of people can't really preserve it, you know, to where it expands. That's difficult, and I feel like we need to know the reasons why is it happening like this, because a lot of people don't know where their money is going. Like, they'd be like, man, I just had, you know, $1,000, now I'm down to what, 150? I ain't know where the money went. And if you keep doing stuff like that, it's like, you repeat that same process, you will never know. So we show you how to preserve.
That happens to a lot of us, for sure.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
That happens to a lot of us.
And
the more you make,
I was a victim.
Right.
But the more you make, it's not even the more you would save and preserve. You would think if you make more, you would preserve more. A lot of people if this is what people be saying, if I was able to make a lot more money, I would be able to save a lot more. That's false. Because if you can't track the little bit of money you have, how you can't track $1,000 where $1,000 going, you cannot track where $1,000,000 is going.
Exactly.
And it's gonna be out the window. You can't deal with little, you can't deal with big.
Right.
So, but yeah, let's continue. It says, interchange of goods or property, trade, especially trade on a large scale by transportation between countries or different parts of the same country. From French commerce, 14C, from Latin commercium, or commercium, trade, trafficking, from com, with, together, see com, mercs, genitive, merces, merchandise, see market, noun. It also was the name of a card game very popular in 1770s and 80s, as a verb, have dealings with, 1590s, related commerce, commercing. Scroll all the way down, see if they got any definition. And they don't necessarily got a definition down there, right? So, I know we almost to the half an hour mark, but like 3 minutes away. Any input you wanted to do before we go on the break and then we come back in and just kind of go through everything we just read?
No, not really, God. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting it. You know what I'm saying? We breaking down the definitions. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully everybody is getting exactly what For the Love of Commerce is actually about. You know what I'm saying? Taking out this time to actually break each word down is very valuable. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we want to give each person, each listener, a great view, like you stated earlier, of what For the Love of Commerce is actually about. So, no, man, I mean, I think you did you did an excellent job of breaking that down.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Also, hold on. Let's go into, because I know everybody probably be like, and I know we did this on the show a while back, but for the newcomers or new listeners, let's go ahead and go into the definition of etymology in the etymology dictionary itself. You know, the reason why we go into these things as soon as we open up the show. Like, what's the purpose? All right. And it says, etymology. Hold on, let me put it in the private chat as well, just so it could be easy to click on later on. Alright. It says etymology, noun, late 14th century, etymologia, facts of the origin and development of a word. Alright, the first thing said facts of the origin and development of a word. That right there is like, you know what I'm saying? It's not opinionated. We come in with the facts, right? So, real quick, God, I don't really like gonna jump around too much, but I'ma still do. I'm gonna put another definition inside of the private chat where it says facts. Now let's go jump into fact, right? Real quick, we ain't gonna be too long here. It says fact, noun, 1530s, action. A thing performed, anything done, a deed, good or evil. But in 16, century, 16C, commonly evil deed crime. From Latin factum, an event, occurrence, deed, achievement. In medieval, late, also state, condition, circumstance, source, also of old French, fait, Spanish, hecho, Italian, fatto. Etymologically, a thing done, noun, used, factus. Right? So, I ain't gonna go too deep, but everybody can go into that. So the thing where it says, like, this is where I'm trying to clear the confusion, right? It's saying, common, it says, action, a thing performed, anything done, a deed, good or evil, right? So it could be a good or evil deed. But on our notice that we play, what do we say? This, you know what I'm saying? This is for all good and no evil.
Right.
So we putting it, we like clearing up the air automatically, showing you that, hey, yeah, it could be for good or evil, but we showing you that everything is like for straight good. All good, no evil. And we don't have no tolerance for no evil. We tell you that whoever is found doing, utilizing evil will be exiled by the host.
Exactly.
Right. So let's go back to the etymology. It says, facts of the origin and development of a word. From old French etymology, etymology, modern French etymology, from Latin etymologia, from Greek etymologia, analysis of a word to find its true origin. Properly study or the true sense. Right? So we know what truth is. You know what I'm saying? It's the true sense. So, of a word with logia, study of a speaking of. See logi, etymon, true sense, original meaning. Netter of etymos, true, real, actual. So it not only meaning like facts, right? It also means the true. And the truth shall set you free. Real, you know, no fakeness. Actual, what it really is. Related to Ethios, true, which perhaps is cognate with Sanskrit, Satya, Gothic, Sanjus, Old English, so, true, from Pi, set, be stable. And I ain't gonna go into all the rest of that one. And also, God, last one before the break, I know I'm going there, but I'm trying to clear up the air, for sure. So, it's another thing that we are doing. Like, as far as the for the love of commerce, we also teach highly reconcile. So I'm gonna put this other link inside the chat real quick, and it says reconcile, verb, mid 14th century, reconciling, transitive, in reference to persons, to restore to union and friendship after estrangement or variance. Also, all right, let's go. All right, because a lot of people might be like, yo, what do you mean estrangement, right? So, or estrangement. I'm go over estrange real quick. And it means to treat as a stranger. I ain't go too deep in that. That's what that is. Or variants also of God or Christ. Restore mankind, sinners, to favor or grace. At the end of the notice, what do we say? We say, and for all mention, we offer
benevolence grace and grace.
All right. So, and it also says, you know what I'm saying? Basically, to restore to union and friendship after estrangement or variance also of God or Christ. So, you know what I'm saying? We connecting the friendship back to God, honestly. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is like running astray, you know, and following different ways. We trying to, you know, bring you back to God, reconcile, show you,
right.
Show you where everything is all heaven. We trying to show you the better way. But if you and the reason why we go over the definitions and etymology as well is so people say, well, who are you to say what is evil? Who is Jaywalk or who is Kalam to say what is wicked? What is evil? It's not us. It's the definitions.
Exactly.
It's the things that's already there. It's the true. It's the real. It's the actual definitions. You know what I'm saying? Of words. Not us. But yeah, God, we're going to go into the break. I just want to get that out of the way real quick.
For sure. All right. Peace to the God.
All right. Peace to the God.
All of the lights.
Thank you.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice, and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Salam, salam. Peace, peace to the gods, man. Peace to the gods.
Yes, a lot to the gods. Yes, so we back off this short break. For those who just coming inside, tuning in with us, we are going over what is for the love of commerce. Went over a few definitions. You know, just to clear the air, because we don't want to leave any space for hearsay and for people to dictate what we have in place, you know. And that's what I be seeing on other podcasts, you know. People be talking down on other people's podcasts, and they be like, yo, they not teaching you this, they not teaching you that, you know what I'm saying? Right. So it's like, even though we be doing certain things for your subconscious, I guess we got to bring it to the conscious side of your mind so you could actually see it, rather than, you know, you catching like the hints, or you seeing the what is those things, subliminal messages and stuff. So, yo, for someone to say, oh, they call for the love of commerce, but they ain't teaching you nothing about money or how to get money or how to obtain money. Yo, if you listen to the show and you apply certain things, and we always say, hey, we gonna let y'all could go in further. We show you where people are using like trust and all of these things to protect and preserve their assets and things like that. You could go in further to get the further knowledge to see, like, what kind of trust, what do I need to do, you know what I'm saying? It's all based upon you. If you don't get no money out of it or anything, it's because you're not putting the actions into it. You're not doing any more studies. You just going based off one show or a few shows.
Right.
That's not going to help you. Same with health. You hearing about health, but you just got one herb in your crib that you heard off the show or something, and you feel like that herb is going to help you out when you're doing all kind of other stuff. It's like, nah. And we go over a lot of different things, right? So let's go over the shows that we got. What all shows do we have right now going on? We got, of course, today, like, we got Historical Mondays, where we go into different historical events or, you know, history. It don't even necessarily got to just be events. You know, it could be like on a person's background, a biography, you know, stuff like that. Getting a better breakdown of where things began and where things ended. Then we got Health Tuesdays, where we go deep inside health just to get everybody understanding how the body works. Sometimes we go how the body works. Then we go into different herbs as well. We deal with different type of herbs, maybe to help you internally, externally as well. Then we got what else? We got Financial Fridays, where we go ahead and we deal with the finances. It says it all. Everything says it really inside of the names, so it's like no hiding it. You know, we go into different finances, so you have to preserve, of course, not only create money, but preserve it as well. Now we go into Knowledgeable Sundays. Yeah, you got Knowledgeable Sundays, where that's like anything could come through the door. You don't know what's gonna be on Knowledgeable Sundays. It's just knowledge, you know,
right.
Straight up. And then, yo, for the love of commerce, we all about, you know, like J-Rock said, you know, knowledge, get knowledge of, and wisdom, get knowledge and wisdom of all things, good and evil, right? We learning
right.
about good and evil. Not saying we doing evil, but we learning about it, and we seeing how to avoid it, and how to deal with it when evil come our way. So, this show is never ending. So for anybody outsiders to say, well, why they don't talk about this? Have they done a show about this yet? You know, it's so much things for us to talk about. We haven't even reached it yet, probably, on that topic yet.
Exactly.
So yeah, just give us a chance. And even you could send, if you want us to look into something, you could send us an email at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. We'll definitely check it out, see if it's show worthy, where we go in detail about it. You know, if it's not, then we just won't go on it. You know what I'm saying? It's certain things that we not gonna necessarily go into. Unless it's like deep, you know what I'm saying? Like or helpful. If it's helping, no doubt we going into it. That's what we need, and that's what the people need. People need help.
Most definitely.
Yeah, God.
Most definitely. You know, it's all about learning and growing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
yes,
most
sir.
Definitely. Man, I've learned so much just by going over some of the definitions that Kalam have set aside for us. Even the books that, you know, we've been basically reading. Man, it's a growth and development thing for me. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yes, sir.
It's not like we are just man, just trying to do just anything. We want people to grow and understand everything. You know, like that's the whole purpose of life, is to, you know what I'm saying, just understand everything. I was told that that one day, you know, I was told, like, hey, you ain't gonna know everything, right? I mean, we're gonna walk the face of this earth,
right.
And no man knows all the answers, right? But it's it's information that could be learned every single day, and new information comes about almost every day. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like you're trying to learn everything, but you want to at least understand the things that you do know. Understand it. Because, with me growing up, I was taught so many different lies. But by me researching and having so much, I'll say with the technology that we have today to be able to research what we want to be able to research, I mean, it has taught me so much new information that the information that I was taught in the past, man, was false, you know. And that's what we are trying to do today, is teach our people the true information. Like, this here is for you and us, you know. Man, I was listening to, and I know a lot of people are kind of going to discredit what I say, but I was kind of listening to what Kanye West was talking about on his situation, right? And I have to say, man, I applaud that brother for stepping up, taking the L that he's taking just so that he can prove a point to our people. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't about being rich. It's about having that understanding that, hold up, man, it's bigger than being rich. Because even if you're rich, it's someone else that is controlling your money, controlling what you do. You know what I'm saying? So where is the freedom? Where is the freedom? And with us having this information today and seeing that this brother, our brother, is actually going through these spiritual situations physically, you know what I'm saying? I feel as though, hey, man, this is our opportunity to wake up, like, for real, and jump on board and understand, like, hold up, you know what? We need to start teaching our children how to do their own contracts. We need to teach our children how to keep all of the middlemen out of our, you know, our personal belongings. You know what I'm saying? Keeping all of these other so-called races from being above, you know, what we're trying to build. Because that's what's holding us back. That's what's stopping us. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, that brother is so intelligent. You know what I'm saying? He proved his point, but he took a major L from being a billionaire. He downsized. You see what I'm saying? But he made a great valid point. He said, hey, look, I could do this, and this is what they're holding against us. You know what I'm saying? So for the love of commerce, man, is we are here to teach each and every individual how to own themselves, how to be that person to, hey, man, you know what? You want to build you a trust? You know what I'm saying? Let's build a trust. Let's, you know, you can control that. Don't be the owner of it. Be the person that controls it all. You know what I'm saying? And teach your children the same thing, you know. Set yourself up to be free. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, this information is out here. All we're trying to do is just teach it to you, you know?
Yeah.
I ain't at war with nobody, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to bash any of the other people out here. And you know what I'm saying? We pray that, you know, no one bashes us for what we're teaching, because we're only teaching facts. You know what I'm saying? We're teaching what it is that we are reading, and you can go back in and check it out yourself. You know?
Real talk.
But, yeah, talk, man. So, but it's information, man. It's information, and it's well-needed information. And I hope that everyone is passing this information down to their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren, so that, you know, hey, we can start our own, like he said, community, our community. But in that word is unity. We have to have unity one way or another in order for us to to build this righteous community. And that's for real. But yeah, Kalam, man, that's basically all I had to say, you know.
Right. Yeah, man, that was really a dope explanation which you gave just now. That was very delightful, you know. And I like how you brought up Kanye as well, because though he is taking that L, his L is a lesson, you know what I'm saying? Because once you become like a, you know what I'm saying? He a billionaire. He already stated that and everything. Right? So he already been around money for a long time, and he see how people be picking on him and stuff like that, so he could stay in his place or whatever. So to be free is actually to do whatever you please, you know what I'm saying? And he wasn't able to do a lot of things that he pleased. Why? Like you said, we got to teach our children contracts. He was in contracts that didn't allow him to move how he wanted. And if he was to do the opposite of who the people who was in, or the party, I should say, who was inside the contract, who had the most control because they created the contract, and the only thing he had to do was sign, was in total control. So it wasn't no freedom to do as you please.
Right.
So you have to wait till you get all these type of contracts to do as you please now. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta remember, like, everybody gotta know that I ain't knocking rappers down, you know, artists and everything, but I just saying, be like aware and mindful that saying the thing, make a deal. I need to find a deal. You know what I'm saying? What is the
right.
What is a deal? And you hear a lot of people saying making a deal with the devil. If you hearing these things together and you making deals, just know what you doing. You know what I'm saying? Know what type of deal it is. Don't just say, all right, that boy said half a mil. He gonna give me half a mil. I'm going with that. Cause a lot of stuff just means advancement. Meaning that they'll give you this money in advance, but you also have to pay this back. On top of paying this back, you also have to do a certain amount of albums for us, and we get a certain percentage. So it's like it's a whole thing that come along with that half a mil. You know what I'm saying? So it, to me, my freedom is worth way more. My freedom is priceless, man. I can't even say it's worth any type of funds. It's priceless to do what I please. But yeah, God, I mean, shoot, that's really well what I have for the show, you know. That's for the love of commerce, you know, cleared up the whole air. Now, anybody ask us about the show or what we talk about, we just say, hey, I'll send you a link. Send them this link right here. Goes into detail what we all about, and they could fact check us or truth check us. Go through the shows and see what we actually talk about. We go into stuff on a deep level so people could get an understanding, and don't just tell their children, hey, don't do that. That's not good. Okay, it's all not right. Good, but why isn't it good? You know what I'm saying? What makes it not good? Oh, because it's poison. You know, it's toxic and it's deadly. You might not dead right on the,
right.
You might not die on the spot, but you're shortening your lifespan. Here, let me show you. Take the time to actually show them definition and explain why certain things is bad. Because if you just say it's evil or bad, they gonna try and test it. They're going to try and test it to see, like, what's so bad or evil about it. If you don't warn them ahead of time, and be like, yo, that's the stove. The stove is hot. You know what I'm saying? And if you touch it, you're going to get burned and it'll hurt you. You might not die, but it definitely hurt you or scar you or something. It could be severe. Now, if you want to do it, you could do it. And when they get, if they do try it and get burned, they're going to take heed to everything you're saying now. But yeah, God, that was a good show, man.
Right.
I like, love the show.
Yeah. I love
to listen
too,
to it again.
That's good, man. Well, peace to the gods, man. Peace to the gods.
Peace to the gods. We tried to do a show on Health Tuesdays. For Health Tuesdays.
Right.
All
right,
peace, God.
Bring you back. All right, peace.
Smile.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger. That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya. Let's get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary on the ball tonight. And you don't give a f*** what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask, cause I'm not sure. Do anybody make real s*** anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness. Cause right now that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness. That I would even show up to this place. So go ahead, go nuts, go ace. In my pastel on my page. Act like you can't tell who made this new gospel, homie. Take this, and take this, haters.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya.
Like
right now.
I don't know if you got a man or not. If you made plans or not. If God put me in your plans or not. I'm tripping this drink, got me saying a lot. But I know that God put you in front of me. So how the hell could you front on me? It's a thousand years, it's only one of me. I'm tripping, I'm caught up in a moment, right? Cause it's Louis Vuitton dine night. So we gon' do everything the kind like. Heard they do anything for a Klondike. Well, I'll do anything for a Blondike. And she'll do anything for the limelight. And we'll do anything when the time's right. Baby, you're making it.
Better, faster, stronger.
Oh, that don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. Like I never told ya. Don't act like I 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 told ya. Baby, you're making it
better, faster, stronger.
Don't ask.
Never told ya. Never told ya. Never told ya.